Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, who dat, to welcome on into the point after the Saints falling 25-19 in the Dome to the New England Patriots. Black and gold now 1-5 on the season here with the Cajun Cannon at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Make sure you stop by and say hey, little therapy session with Bobby. Also, get some good grub, a burger, some wings here. Cajun Cannon, definitely a tough one to reflect on. I think that's been a lot of case with these losses this season. The fact that they've been in the game, they've been hanging around, but just haven't been able to do enough to close the door to be successful.
Well, we got to make plays, and this is the number one thing right here is that we're behind the A-ball. We're not good enough to have to play catch-up. Now, we had our first lead in the first quarter this season. Now, we're winning 3-0, but you know, go five plays, 59 yards. Groovy makes a 35-yard field goal. It'd have been a lot nicer if you'd have been up, you know, 7-0 instead of 3-0. But I said this at halftime. The defense has now allowed a touchdown by the opposing team in its first two possessions in four consecutive games.
Right. Say that again, Bobby.
Okay. The defense has now allowed touchdowns on the first two possessions in four consecutive games.
So that's 14 points, boom.
Yeah, so I'll say we're going to go to Chicago. With the Bears are going to, on the first two possessions, they're going to have 14 points. That has to change. And we've been outscored now in the first quarter 65-16.
Oof.
So we're having to play catch-up. And when you look at it, 51 offensive plays, that's not good, you know, because we're not converting on third down. You know, you want to be 65 plays at least as an offensive unit, or 65 plus, and we're 3 of 9, 33%. Now, that'd be good from a defense perspective, like we did last week against the Giants, you know, giving up like that low 30s. But today, the Patriots, well, 46%, 6 of 13. If you look at Drake May at halftime, he had a perfect quarterback rating. Well, I mean, so that means a perfect quarterback rating. That means that he's not uncomfortable, and he's playing awesome. And Drake May definitely looks like the real deal. Now, when you look at Drake May, I said this during the week, to show you why he's that's a small fraternity and where he's at right now, and look at his age. Considering players under the age of 24 with at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating of 100 or higher in most consecutive games in NFL history, he now has 5. Okay, Pat Mahomes did that in 2018. He had 7. Dan Marino, when I was playing, he had 6 back in 1984. Pat Mahomes again in 18 and 19, he had 5. Dak Prescott, 2016, had 5. Now Drake May ties them. Today he had a quarterback rating of 140. And he had 261 yards passing.
Unreal.
I think for us to have a chance, the defense has to play better. We have to be more opportunistic. I thought we needed to be like plus one or plus two. We were plus 5 for the season. Coming into this game, the Patriots were minus 1. So they end up being plus one. So they're even for the season, and now we're plus four. So we're not good enough for that to occur. Now, as far as penalties, I think it was a flag happy group. And you can't say, you know, usually, oh, a lot of Saints fans say, oh, the refs cheated. No, the refs didn't cheat. The Saints got at least two definite breaks. That ain't no penalty. That went against the Patriots. So the penalty calls went the Saints way, I think, overall. They had 11 for 65 yards, but we had 8 for 67. So that's a flag happy crew. To me, 15 or more penalties, sometimes you wish they would keep it in their pocket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Now with Blake Groupie, this will help him out going forward. He was 4 for 4 in field goals. And when he made that 54-yard, I said, well, he has to make this. He cannot miss it because you wanted to get within one score and end up having an opportunity for that. Now, there wasn't much punting going on. I thought that was interesting. The first punt in the game was by Kroger, a 4 minutes and 23 seconds, he shanked it. You know, then their first punt was 2 minutes and 49 seconds. So, really, you think you'd see more punts than that. Now, as far as Chris Olave, okay, he started out the game. I thought, come on, Rattler, throw it out there. If you don't have to throw it, that was a 53-yard gain. Maybe he has a touchdown. Splash chunk play from the get-go. But a couple of times, why are you jumping to catch the ball? The ball's right there. You're jumping. Don't leave your feet. Why are you jumping? You look at one time it was a deep pass. They ended up getting a penalty against him, but he looked kind of like a spaz trying to adjust to the ball. I don't know what he was doing. And a contested catch. I hope he'd make that. I mean, that was a touchdown pass right in the end zone. He just got to come up with those plays if he's a number one receiver. And I thought overall, boy, it was a long day for our young defensive backs. I think they got kind of schooled a little bit when you look at the chunk plays by those Patriot receivers. And look at Butte from LSU. 5 targets, 5 catches, 93 yards, 18.6 yard average, 2 touchdowns, a long of 29. You look at Douglas, 3 catches, right average, right under 24 yards, 53 long gain. 1 touchdown. So, no, they were dicing us up from the get-go. And Olave got targeted. He had 10 targets, 6 catches. The stat line looks good, 98 yards, 16.3 yard average. Had that long gain to start the game, 53. But it should have been,
A touchdown.
Yeah, it should have been a lot better. It should have been a lot better than that. Now, we only ran the ball 23 attempts, but we really didn't have enough plays. We only had 51 offensive plays. Like I said, that needs to be around 65 because you look at it, a good balance, 26 pass attempts, 23 rushing attempts, but we only averaged 3.2 yards a carry. Kamara was at 3.1. Kendre Miller, you know, compared to his two previous games, you know, where he was over 4 yards, 2.6 yard average per carry. So Kamara, total yards of scrimmage, ended up getting 76. But for him to truly to be where we need him for our offense, that needs to be about 50 yards more. I would say around that 125 mark. Now, looking at Spencer Rattler, had a quarterback rating, 102.6, 20 of 26. Spencer Rattler's not necessarily why we're not winning, and we're not helping him when he is making the plays. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence, but as good as Spencer Rattler's been, Drake May's on a different level.
Right.
Drake May looks like amongst the elite of the NFL quarterbacks right now, and you could see the future that they're going to have with him. How he extends plays, his pocket awareness, you could see it on and on. And Spencer does an overall good job with his pocket presence, or pocket awareness, I should say. But the only time I thought, well, it was like a turnover, so I guess you could say that was even. Remember the 4th and 7, and I don't know if Drake May wasn't ready for the snap. It was like it went by him, or it didn't look like a bad snap. It was like minus 16, aborted play. To me, that was like a turnover. They were up 14 to 13. Now, we went 8 plays, 27 yards, and 34, Rattler to Olave would have been a 20-yard touchdown. How about you catch the ball? So instead of settling for a field goal, you know, you could have had a touchdown with that opportunity. And I thought at halftime there wasn't good, though, because we already had given up 22 points. Now, if it was at the end of the game and we were giving up 20, 22 points, I'd say, oh, well, that you know, the Saints always have to do something. But we end up, doing pretty good when you consider they had 22 points at half and they only ended up with 25. So that was a positive there. But it didn't seem like that if we really needed to get a stop against the Patriots, they seemed like they were setting the tone. And they were always under control of the ebb and flow of the tempo. I thought overall, with our defensive backs, I mean, like Sanker, okay, Riley, Quincy Riley, oh, okay, this is the NFL. I mean, that's good. They're having to learn on the run, but they were making the contested catches, and we were not. And it's going to be tough to win in Chicago. I can tell you right now, we'll be dealing. I think it might be a nice football day. And right now, I don't know the forecast, but it's not going to be like it's and playing the Bears in December or something. So we have a great opportunity, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to come away with a win on the road. But unless you look at the Seattle game, where that was an embarrassing performance. No, it's not embarrassing. But it's not PE class. Are you winning or are you losing? There's no moral victories. You know, like, oh, we're playing hard.
The fact
right
that
there.
It is close makes it more frustrating.
Yes, yeah. But then I think the Boo Birds would come out if you were getting stumped. Like a Seattle performance. But, no, we're right there. But, again, it all goes back to the moral of the story. The defense now has allowed a touchdown on opposing team's first two possessions. In 4 consecutive games.
14 points. Boom, boom. Two drives for
them. When we go to Chicago, just look. The first 2 times the Bears got the ball. They can't be winning. They can't have 14 points on the board. Because then you're always playing catch up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So
MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.